Blog Talk Radio.
All of your five senses, he wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. Don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
This is going to separate the true from the false. There have been relationships that have not worked, it's not due to the man or the woman. It's due to the wrong principles of relationships. And it is so easy to act as though you're the victim when, if the truth be known, you're really not the victim. Women are emotional creatures. Oh, yeah, very emotional. You can just about look at a woman and tell she has no good man.
Yeah.
Or at least she thinks he's no good. Come on. It doesn't take much discernment for that. Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. Him lay hands on me. Prophet Bobo is coming to our chat. We'll run to any so-called prophet. You've been through hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man.
Oh, yes, I have.
And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed. And God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back.
Okay.
You know what that is, y'all? Bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Love Talk Radio.
As soon as that man lets you know he's not God, then here comes a scandal.
Cool.
Come on.
You want a word? Isaiah 30, verse 10. They say to the seers, see not. Prophesy deceit. Tell me a lie. Mm. Tell me I'm going to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of the rebellion of both man and woman in the home, money is being made by the billions.
Amen.
Some prophecies, y'all, are for long term. Mm-hmm. Some are for short term. And then some prophecies deal with the big picture, and others are steak on the plate while you wait. Watch it now.
Uh-huh.
That's gambling.
Yes.
Then you're going to pay for a man. Isn't that like escort?
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. Isn't that like escort? You pay for a woman, you pay for a man?
Yes.
Isn't that like prostitution?
Yes, it is.
I'll whack you for $10.
There is no greater, yeah.
Thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. And let me tell you something, God's not studying your prayers. He could care less how you pray, when you pray, and what you pray. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18 and 1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. But God is not studying your prayers. He said in Mark 11, 24. God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, the divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakened me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense Him. Shout!
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Roderick Owensby, and I'm going to have in just a few minutes a great friend of mine, the entire Roden family out of Chicago. However, Kim Roden will be my special guest, and tell everybody you have to hear this young lady, powerful young lady in the Lord. Katrina and I, my queen and I, we just adore this family, the Rollins family. They've been with us for years in many revivals, in many crusades. They've seen the good and bad and ugly, but they have always been by our side, and we thank God for them. I want to say hi to my spiritual son, Timothy Roden. Love you so much. And to Mary Roden and to their father, a great man. I believe he's about 80 years of age. Kim Roden, stay tuned. She's going to be with me right after this.
Oh,
Well, praise the Lord. I am so happy
praise
about what God's doing. Are you there, Kim?
Yes, I am here, Apostle. How are you? How are you, Apostle Patrice?
So, she's doing wonderful. She's taking care of the prince right now, and she told
me to
go ahead. And so she told me to tell you she loved you, and she thanked God for you being on the broadcast tonight. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kim Roden, a young, very intelligent young lady that I believe I've known you since 12 years of age. Her mother,
yes.
Mary Roden, and Timothy, and her father, they are special to the Owensbees. I am happy, ladies and gentlemen. And first of all, to let you all know, young ladies, young men, you're going to hear a powerful testimony and some wisdom coming from this young lady. If you would like to call in to say hi to her or ask her questions, this is Roderick Owensby. The number to call is 818-431-8553. You are so welcome to call. Kim Roden, let's get right into this. Go ahead and just let's start off with this. You are a testimony to women all over this nation. God has allowed you to go through experiences, but take me back in your life and our listeners and just give a testimony of your life, and then we will go further. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Roden. Go ahead, young lady.
Hello, Apostle. I just want to say hi to you first off and foremost. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Bless you.
You always have to greet. That's the most important. Well, I'm 27 years old, like Apostle said. I was raised in church, New Jerusalem Pentecostal Church. And I met Apostle Owensby when I was about 12 years old at New Jerusalem Pentecostal Church in Chicago, Illinois. And I've always admired Apostle Owensby for everything. He's never preached at me. He's always talked to us. He preached to us, not at us. And I was talking to him the other day, and I was saying how the children of Israel were really a curse. God was very angry with them because they've seen signs and wonders, and they've seen things, but yet they still doubted. One thing I've always remembered about Apostle, he always said, and this is in the Bible as well, that we are a blessed nation, we are a blessed people because we've never seen, but yet we still believe. And it's always stuck with me. And I've always considered myself blessed than a lot of more other people because I'll never forget this. I was 12 years old, and Apostle Owensby was in a revival at our church. And he said that day before this happened that there would be wheelchairs in the aisle. And so I went to the revival the whole week for this, actually. And throughout the revival, you know, he said this, and the next day, like I said, it was wheelchairs at the church, like he said there would be. I tell people, if the man of God, you know, a prophet says something and it comes to pass, then it's real. If he says something and it doesn't come to pass, then he's false.
Amen.
And that's why I don't know how anyone could ever say anything negative about Apostle Owensby, but, you know, that's another issue as well. But I always consider myself so blessed because Apostle Owensby prayed for this woman. He's praying for her because, you know, she needs it. She's an older lady, and I've watched her my whole life, and I'm 12 years old at this point. I've always watched her in a wheelchair, and she would walk so slowly. Apostle Owensby prayed for her. He laid hands on her, and she ran around the whole church. This woman ran around the whole church. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. I just never understood when I would always read the book of Exodus how the children of Israel could doubt the Lord because they've seen signs of wonders. They've seen him part the Red Sea. They've seen, you know, the firstborns of Egypt all perish by the Pharaoh's own tongue, by his own mouth. And yet they still doubted him. And so that's why I always consider myself a blessed young lady, because I've seen signs and wonders, and a lot of people haven't. But I've seen it with my own eyes. So, you know, I can honestly say that I've seen signs and wonders. But, yeah, so that's a little brief history of how I met the apostle in the first place. So I thank you, Apostle Wansby, for that.
I appreciate it, and I want to say to our listening audience, to God forever be the glory for those miracles. I remember that day and how there were women in the back of the church, and I remember breaking the cane of people who couldn't walk, and these women were crying out to God. I really didn't know what happened, and just walking by faith, and I believe God had taken them at his word. But these women were the daughters of this woman who had not walked for 25 years. And I give God the glory. Only Christ can do this. Kim, you're such mm-hmm. a blessing. Now, something that is such a joy when you said you were speaking of your father. We'll speak of your mother, because you know we're crazy about Mary.
Oh, yes. And, we all are.
we all are. Now, you said something that was so awesome. You spoke of your father. If I'm right, he's, I believe, 80 years of age.
That's correct.
And you were saying something that touched me as a young lady, how God has given you men that has influenced your life. And you just blessed mm-hmm. me when you were speaking of your dad. Go ahead and talk about your life in that area, your parents and your brothers
All right.
and so forth. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I am the youngest. I have two big brothers, Timothy and Ramon, and then I'm Kimberly, I'm the last one. My father was 52 years old when I was born. My mother was 22, and my father's 80 years old now. I've always loved and honored and respected my father, because some things only come with age. Some things only come from just living. He is a walking history book. He's a walking teacher. And if you just listen to him, you will pick something up from him, just because, you know, he's just such an awesome person. If you were to see him, you would not believe he was 80. If you were to see him, you would think he was about 59 or 60 years old. He looks awesome. He looks great.
Yes, he does.
And he does. And, you know, I'm his child. I'm his daughter. I always told my father, I remember, this had to be in about 2006. My father fell very ill. He was very sick, but I took care of him, and God rose him up. And I remember Daddy was really sad, and I looked him in the face, and I told him something that day I'll never forget. And that's the first time I really seen my father cry. I said, Daddy, you will see your grandchildren. I didn't say grandchild. I said grandchildren. Meaning plural, more than one. So I was blessed enough that on April 6, 2011, God blessed me with a wonderful son. His name is Bryson. I love him so much. He's so wonderful. My pregnancy was a wonderful experience. It was very difficult, too, because I was sick. But the delivery day went awesome. I went
wow.
in at 2 o'clock. I gave 7 good pushes. My baby was born by 2:47. And if anyone knows Apostle Wansby, they know that he loves the number 7. He loves the number 3. He loves the number 12. He loves the number
yeah.
40. Because he's very, he's a man who reads things. He doesn't just read them, he analyzes them. And those numbers are really in the Bible a lot. Those numbers that I just mentioned, 3, 7, 40, you know, those kind of numbers. They're in the Bible, 12. They're in the Bible a lot. And I'm 27 years old. An apostle is 47. And my son was born in 47 minutes.
My God.
So that's a wonderful thing. But, yes, and Timothy is taking care of my prince right now while I talk. Because apostle, when you do meet him, you're going to love him, but he loves his mother. He won't let her out of his sight.
I can
You know, I was telling my queen, Katrina, I said, you know, we're celebrating our 8-year anniversary and also my birthday. I married my queen on my 40th birthday, and it was a special day for me. And Katrina is such a fabulous woman, anointed, and we have a miracle child, Elisha. And we were just talking, Kim, we cannot wait to see your prince. And, of course, I'm going to say hi to all of y'all. Then I want y'all to leave me alone with my other spiritual son. We look forward to that. Kim, you recently went through a trial without you speak as open as you want to, and I'm pretty sure there's some things that you might want to say or may not, and you know how transparent I am, but I believe there are a lot of young ladies that need to hear. You recently went through an experience, and I want you to speak to the young ladies out of that experience and bring healing and deliverance. Go ahead.
All right. Well, like Apostle says, he's always preached to us, not at us. And I feel the same way, you know. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And I'm just going to tell you the plain truth what happened. Like I said, my son is 6 months. Well, he'll be 6 months tomorrow. I'm sorry, he'll be 6 months in 2 days, actually. And his father and I, well, you know, I'm from the city of Chicago, and his father is from a place called Greenwood, Wisconsin. It's very rural, you know, farming community. And I've been there several times, but this time is a little bit special because I wanted his father and his parents to see their grandson. And that's special, you know, that means a lot. And, you know, we were there for about 3 or 4 days at this point. And I'm not very comfortable there because things are happening, things are going on that I just don't like and that are not right, not just with me, but just with my spirit. I just feel something. And I will say this, anyone who has any kind of gift of prophecy, if a prophet tells you that they can see themselves, or that they could see their children, I'm telling you right now, they are not real. They are false. You cannot see yourself. You cannot see a child, your own child, I should say. You can help someone else. You can even help someone's child, but you can't help your own. Because if you could, you would be of God himself. So you can't see yourself. And anyone who says they can, they're just not telling the truth. Apostle, do you agree with that statement?
Yes. Go ahead, girl. This is good.
All right, thank you. And so, finally, this has to be maybe the fifth day that we're in Greenwood, Wisconsin. Something just came over me where I just did not feel safe with my son. And my son's grandfather and my son's grandmother, they're rural family in Wisconsin, so you know, their lives are a bit more different than ours here in the city. And really, I just not feel safe there because I heard things through vents. You know, it's a very small home, so you can hear things very well. And Timothy and I are very close. My brother, I love him dearly. We're 7 years apart. His name is Timothy. My name is Kimberly. We always would tell people we were twins, Tim and Kim. That's what we would always tell people, just as a joke. But Timothy and I are texting each other, and we're talking. And Timothy said something to me in my text the fourth day that we're there. He said, Kim, I believe that you are being healed against your will. And I don't text him anything back. I'm just reading it. And the man that, you know, I do have a child with, he likes going through my phone. So he sees this in the phone. I guess he got angry about it. And so this is about Saturday. This should be around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I talked to my other brother, Ramon, and he tells me, he says, Kimberly, he said, Kim, I'm always proud that you are being the smartest of the three of us. He said, but Kim, you're being very stupid right now. He said, if you don't want to be somewhere, you can go with your own child. No one's holding you anywhere. So So I thought about it. I'm just being uncomfortable here because there's so much going on. I sense the danger. I feel it. I don't know exactly what I'm feeling, but I'm just feeling it's just not right. So I put a bottle in my pocket. I put on my jacket. I clothed my son with extra layers, and I head down the dirt road. We're in the middle of nowhere, acres, forests, and trees, you know. It's gorgeous, but in the city, we don't really appreciate those things. And so I'm walking down the dirt road just trying to get away because I sense there's danger. So my son's grandmother's yelling out for me to come back. But, you know, I don't want to come back because I know it's danger. I sense, I smell, I feel the danger. But I just want to tell you, too, I love my son. He has a smile that will light up the entire world. He's not a crier. But my son, I know that babies, not just my son, but all babies, I do believe they see things that we'll never see because they're so innocent and they're so sweet that we'll never know these things.
Yes.
And he's not crying. He's not upset. He's not fussing. He's just smiling and laughing and just looking fabulous like he always is. So as I'm walking down this long dirt road, I hear a pickup truck starting up. My son's grandfather and my son's father's in the car. Now, I have to tell you, my brothers are very big men. One of them 6'2", and the other one 6 feet. Apostle Paul said something to my brothers when I was 12 years old. I'll never forget it. He said, "I hate to meet you guys in the dark alley." That's what Apostle Ormsby told both of my brothers before.
Yes,
so
I did.
Just tell you that. Yes, you did. But these two men, they're big like my brothers. And so I'm walking, and they pull up behind me in a pickup truck, and they're saying, "Get in the car." I'm just walking. I'm ignoring, you know, just walking. So they both get out of the truck, and they are blocking my way. If you've ever watched a football game, you know about blocking and things, but they don't physically grab me, you know, but they're blocking me with their bodies to where I can't move. And you would think by now I would be sad and crying or my child, but I didn't shed a tear. There was no need to. But they basically muscled me back into the truck. And by this point, they're in my face screaming, yelling, obscenities. I don't have to tell you what those obscenities are, but you already know what they are. Bees and whores and, you know, the N-word, racial slurs and things like that. So finally I get in the car because I don't have anywhere else to go. And while I'm in the pickup, I stood up to him. I just said, "As long as my son and I are safe, I will go back into the home as long as we're safe. But if we're not safe, I'd rather take my chances out here." Apostle Wormsby told me something, but I'll save that for a little bit later. And so, you know, we're going through this and everything, and finally they're in the pickup truck, and they're just yelling and screaming at me. Somehow, and ladies, I always say, it says in the Bible that we are the weaker vessel. And when it says that, I believe that God is talking physical. I've always believed that. And like I said, I honor men. I respect men. Men are the head of the house. My father is a great man. Apostle Ormsby is a great man of God. But there is a difference between being a man and being a bully.
That's good. That's good, Kim.
Yeah, thank you. But like I said, I respect men. I revere men. And that's what it says in the Bible, that we are the weaker vessel. But somehow I'm just getting strength. And Timothy told me after I'm going through this, he said that my mother felt very weak at around 5 or 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And anyone who knows my mother knows that she's a very strong woman. Yeah. I've always prided on my mother's strength. I've never thought of myself as strong as my mother. I've always thought of myself as a little bit weaker than her. But my mother always told me, "Kim, you always underestimate yourself. You never give yourself enough credit." But, you know, like I said, when you are a mother, not just a woman, but a mother, your whole life changes, the whole perspective of your life. I'm concerned for my child's safety. You'll do anything for your child as a woman. and as a mother. But finally, you know, we're back in the house, and they're yelling at me. And by this point, the father of my son, he has already stolen my phone, my telephone away from me, so there's no way I can call for help. Greenwood, Wisconsin is a very small town. Everyone knows everybody. And they both tell me that we're best friends with the sheriff of this town. So if you try any funny business, the sheriff and I will put you where no one will ever find you. So I stand up to this man, to the grandfather of my son, this bully, I'm sorry. And I say, well, if you're going to take my child, you're going to have to do that. If you're going to take my child. And this man looks at me and he says, no one has ever stood up to me the way you're standing up to me. I said, all right, I don't say anything. I just look at him, just look him right in the eye. Very blue, light blue eyes. And then he says to me, you know, he says, no one has ever stood up to me like this. And he also says to me that you've earned my respect because you're standing up to me. And I said, well, the only thing I fear is God. God is the only thing that you should ever fear. If God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And at this point, I did feel like Greenwood was the whole world, but God was on my side. Apostle Winsby always told me that I was a princess. And anyone knows anything about prince and princess and king is that they have protection.
Yes.
Angels are bodyguards. Apostle Winsby told me that they're protection. And so my protection was working really hard for me. And I thank God. And I always look up. When you pray, never look down. Always look up. If you're going to pray, look up to your father. He's not down. He's up.
Good.
And my son loves to look up all the time. I believe that babies see angels, and I believe that animals see angels. And there's 17 dogs on this farmland. And you would think that the dogs would attack because they see that their masters are upset about something. But the dogs actually are my protection. Like I said, even when we don't think that we're safe, it's something that Miriam told Moses and that she told Aaron. She tells them, even now, God is saving you from the wrath of Pharaoh because he can have you ordered dead right now. But even now, even if you don't think that God is watching and he's protecting you, he is protecting you. And God definitely protects me and my baby. So right now I'm in the house. This is around 7 or 8 o'clock at night by now. And I go upstairs into the room with my baby. I have his food. I have his formula. I'm able to feed him. I don't have any food or anything, but I'm able to feed my baby, and that's all that's important. Eventually, his mother, the mother of the man that I have a child with, they lock me into a room by myself with my child for about 2 hours. And, you know, that's very scary to be locked away, but that's okay, too. And you're locked in the room. Eventually, after a few hours, the father of my child comes back into the room, and he says, Kimberly, Kimmy, that's what he calls me. Actually, he calls me Kimmy. He says, Kimmy, I'm going to get you home tomorrow. It's Sunday. Well, my friend is fixing my car right now, so it'll be safe for us to get on the road. And he climbs back into the bed to go to sleep. And I'm just holding my baby, taking care of my baby. Man should always pray. And like I said, my phone is stolen at this point. And I'm just in the room by myself with my baby and him. And he begins to sleep and he's snoring. But I talk to him to try to get through to him. And so I just say, you know, at least as the mother of your child, let me get home safely and everything. And he's trying to grab me at this point and touch me and put his arms around me. And so I hit him. And, you know, we as ladies, especially in the city, we like to look nice. We like to look well. I have my hair fixed very nice. I have extensions in my hair. I do have extensions. And he grabs my extension and he yanks them out. And I said, that's all right. It's okay. I'm not crying. My baby's not crying, not fretting. And, you know, he pulls them out and he hurts me, but that's all right, too. And then the crazy thing happens. He begins to cry and weep. Tears. And he's crying and weeping. And I take my hand and I wipe the one tear that's falling down. And I said, why are you crying? He just said, no one has ever made me feel this way. I want to get you home safely. I owe you that. So at this point, he does eventually give me back my phone. My son is asleep. I'm taking care of him. I don't go to sleep because I have to be watchful. I have to be mindful because I love the story of Daniel. I really do. When he's in the lion's den and everything and how God, he brings him out. But if your mouth, if your head is ever in a lion's mouth, it's being held there. You still have to get your head out. You can't do it fast. You have to do it easy. You have to ease your way out. You can't do it too fast, too swift. The race is not given to the swift. It's given to the one who endures to the end. And at this point, I'm just enduring. I'm just, you know, being very mindful. I just want to get home to my family. And so, you know, the mechanic is fixing the car. And finally, Sunday, at around 2 o'clock p.m., I love the time, too. My son was, I began going to labor at 2 o'clock. But at 2 o'clock, I leave Greenwood, Wisconsin. And it's about an 8-hour drive from Greenwood, Wisconsin, back to Chicago, Illinois. And at this point, my phone is back, and I just tell my mother and Timothy. I tell them, I said, I can't tell you everything now. But I said, Timothy, I want you to read the entire book of Matthew, and maybe you'll understand a little bit what I'm going through. But, you know, we go, we're driving. And while we're driving, the father of my child is not being rude to me. He's not being mean to me. He's just driving. We just get there nice and safe and sound. And my brother and my mother are waiting on the porch, and they help me into the house, and I'm home. I'm very weary, just very tired. But I don't cry. I don't faint. I just do what I have to do as a woman. And I embrace my brother. I'm not crying. My baby's not crying. We're safe and sound. And I said, Timothy, did you read the book of Matthew? And he says, yes. Read the book of Matthew. It starts off with genealogy. It starts off with the genealogy of Joseph. It starts off, you know, for genealogy of Jesus, the paternal lineage. It talks about Jesus' life in the book of Matthew, also the betrayal by Judas. I always tell everyone, Judas is my favorite apostle. Judas is my favorite apostle because without his betrayal, none of us would be here. Things may not make sense while you're going through them, but every test and every trial that you go through, everyone, no matter who you are, is to prepare you for your all your stages of life. And I'm very thankful that I went through the terror and fear that I went through because it made me stronger. Everything's okay now. Like I said, I eased my way out the lion's mouth. I'm very grateful for that. And my son is safe and sound. My child, who I love, is God and is my son. You never put anything before God. But that's my testimony in that sense. But I just want to tell everyone, too, is I love you, Apostle Wansby. You're a wonderful, not just a wonderful man of God, but just a wonderful man, period. It's something Apostle Wansby always told me, and I just want to share this with everyone before I close with my story. Apostle Wansby always says that if he grew up in biblical times, he would have been the 13th apostle. I told Apostle Wansby something one day. I forget. I think maybe this was about 2 years ago. Apostle Wansby says to everyone, I want everyone to speak to me, minister to me, minister to my spirit. So I began to minister to him. And I tell Apostle Hornsby, I tell him, I say, right now, I see all the 12 apostles around you, and you are the 13th apostle. He just looks at me and he smiles, and I smile at him as well. And Apostle Hornsby, I still see that as we speak. And that's my story. That's my testimony. Thanks be to God. To God all the glory.
Yes. I am so moved with tears. They are literally coming down my face. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a small break and just worship the Lord for this. This is fruit. You remind me, Kim, of the 10 leopards. Only when Jesus healed them, only one came back to say thank you. And what a joy, what a joy. I've got to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm interviewing my friend, my spiritual daughter, Kim Roden. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. I'll be right back.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride.
We are back. You have heard a powerful, powerful, life-changing testimony by Kim Roden. What can we say? Listen, Kim, I want you.
Yes.
I feel the anointing for you to call forth people who want to turn their lives around. There's many young ladies that are caught up. Listen to every daughter, to every son. Do not get involved with anyone who's not involved with God. It's that simple. I didn't say just involved with church or religion, but involved with God. Listen, the sin doesn't anger God because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there's no condemnation. But you heard a live testimony by this wonderful spirit, Kim Roden, her precious son, how she protected her son in spite of her own life. I am overtaken by this, and this has worked it all. All of the trials, all of the tests, this broadcast is such an encouragement. Kim, open to the people if they want to receive Jesus and invite him to receive Jesus, and then I'm going to come right back before we go off the air. Go ahead, Kim.
Everyone, like Apostle Lindsay has already told you, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm no different than anyone else. We've all been through things. We've all done things that we're not proud of. I'll say this. My son is only 6 months old, so he won't remember this when he's older. But right now, even as I look at my son, when he sees his father, he appears to be scared to me. It's a shame when you have to live a life where you're scared, where you have to look over your shoulder and you're worried that someone will hurt you. when we're in trouble, we always like to call on God and our mother. Let's not just call on them when we're in trouble. Let's just call on them to say thank you. I'm very grateful for what I went through. If it can just help one person, it's worth it. And it's already helped. Whoever hears anything, whatever you hear, like I said, some things only come with stories, only come with age, only comes with wisdom. Apostle Ormsby has been through things. We all have. When you are anointed by God, when you're chosen, when you're picked, people want gifts, but they don't want to go through anything. People want to prophesy. They want to preach. They want to live a great life, but they don't want to go through anything. The bigger the test, the bigger the gift. So whoever needs to come to the Lord, or they just want to talk to the Lord, just have him in your spirit. I'm very blessed. I've seen signs and wonders. But even if you haven't seen signs and wonders, I am telling you, sometimes when people read the Bible, they don't understand it. But I am telling you that I have seen and I believe. Even if you haven't seen, feel, believe. And just have a talk with the Lord. And all thanks be to God. And Apostle Ormsby, I love you. I love your entire family. All of your children are all wonderful people. I've known them since I was about 12 years old. So I just want to say I'm very grateful to even know you, Apostle. And I can't wait to see you and your family. And I can't wait for you to meet the newest member of our extended family. And I love you, Apostle. And I appreciate you for allowing me to be on your show and to tell you of the good things that God has done for me. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Father, I just give you praise. I thank you for the fruit and for the labor. And we both give you the glory. This is, Kim, I sense that this is the beginning of something so powerful. Something so powerful. There's a harvest that is about to explode on the planet. While things are happening in the political world and while things are happening economically, people looking for jobs can't find jobs. People are losing their homes. Me and my queen went through a home crisis, and many more have went through it. But God has provided for us, and he is providing for his people. And, Kim, you know my conversation. I believe that real ministry is going to minister to the needs of the people. I am totally blessed by you, and I'm going to have her back. And I'm going to I don't know whether your mother is around. Is she around?
Yes, she is.
Let me say hi to her and also Timothy. Kim, I love you.
Timothy, I get the baby.
Okay.
Yes,
praise,
I'm sorry, Apostle. Continue.
That's okay. I love you, and I thank God for what he's doing, but go ahead and get your mother on. I want, ladies and gentlemen, the mother of Kim. Let me know when she's on.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Ormsby. This is Sister Roden.
Sister Roden, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and
gentlemen,
this is the mother of Kim, a praying
mm-hmm.
woman,
mm-hmm.
and I thank
yeah.
God for you. Go ahead
yeah.
and just share a little bit. This is a miracle night.
Well, I know one thing. I just thank God. Because she said, Mama, whatever you're doing, Mama, you pray. I said, Babe, I got you. So I started praying. I went in my room, and she said, Mama, just pray, just pray, just pray. I went in my room, and I went to my face. I said, God, you got to do it. I said, God, you got to take care of him. Bring him back home safe. And he did it. And as I was praying, because she had this problem with twitching in her body. And the Spirit of God said, I just felt it. Say, it's done. Because Timothy had, you know, this baby that Kim has, I thank God for this baby. Because when she was pregnant with him, we gave him to the Lord when he was in her womb. Yeah. We said, God, yeah. This is your baby. And he's been taking care of this baby ever since.
Wow. I am a witness to your prayers. I'm a witness to how you pray and you pray and God is taking care of your family and your children.
And you remember what you told me years ago. You know what you told me years ago. You said you would never bury neither one of your kids. And I held on to that. And one thing about it, I ain't going to bury her.
You got that right. To God be the glory.
I ain't going to bury her. And I told Kim, I said, you ain't going to bury your baby neither.
That's it.
I told him. I said, I ain't gonna bury you, and you ain't gonna bury him. Put your foot on him. I thank God for wisdom. But if I tell you something, you better believe it.
That's right.
So God gives you wisdom, and he gives you the know-how, but you got to be prayerful and watchful of Connie, because these people are sheep in wolves' clothing. I don't trust them no more. Nothing. He cannot come in my house. He's not welcome in my house. I don't trust my daughter around him, but because of her baby, she has to be around him. But when I get a chance to talk to him, I'm going to read his mind real good, without sinning, without cursing. I'm going to tell him exactly how I feel about him. Because the Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
That's the word of God.
Because I am very angry. I'm not going to lie. I am very, very angry. It was up to me, I don't know. But if God gives me strength not to do what I want to do, I'm going to tell you
that's
not to
right. That's right.
God gives me strength
you know
to do
what?
To not do.
You know what? As you said, Sister Roland, there are people who are wolves in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they out deceived. But look what God did. Because of the prayer, God delivered her.
Yes, he did.
And we had a wonderful time, and the anointing is so strong. And I want to tell you, Sister Roland, it's a powerful thing when you have a praying mother and a loving mother.
Yes.
And I want to let you know that's what you've always been since I met you years ago.
Yeah. Because you always told me, you said that woman believes. You always said that she believes. You always said that to me. You believe. I said, I sure do. I've been believing in God all my life. My grandma raised me down south, and I always believed in God all my life. Yep. God to be the glory. I thank God for this.
God be the glory.
I love you too. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I just can't thank him enough. When I was outside waiting for her when she came that night, me and Trisha, we was outside on that front porch, sitting on them steps, watching all the cars coming this way. Because she kept telling me, my mom on 6:30 at Ashland. My mom 7:30. My mom 7:30. I was outside waiting for her.
My God.
Me and Timothy.
My God.
I said, oh, my God. Timothy, why you want to speak to her?
Yes, thank you, woman of God.
It's Timothy.
Timothy, son Timothy.
Yeah.
Well, to God be the glory. What a powerful interview with your baby sister. And
that's
I know
cool.
You were praying also, and you felt how the enemy wanted to destroy her and your nephew. And look at how good God is.
Yes.
What do you think about it, Tim? Tell the people.
Not only did he deliver her from the hand of the enemy, but God also healed her body.
Yes, he did.
Wow. So even normally in that situation, she would have got sick.
You know, that's true. That's powerful. And so God held her physically together. That's powerful.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, you all know I love y'all. We come into the close of this, and we will be talking to you all again. Tim, you know I love you. Love the Rollins family. God bless you all. I'm going to go out with this song, Great Things. God is doing great things, and we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen,
tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're an hour ahead of Chicago, and we're reaching the nations. And so we thank God for everyone that is our loyal listeners, and continue to pray for us. You can reach me on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and put Roderick Owensby. And God bless everyone. Tim, I love you. We'll be talking to you all soon.
Yes.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you? Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things.
Can't you see?
Many great
things in store.
God has so
many great things in store.
Can't you see?
Many great things in store.
Anybody can expect something from God? Can't you see? Many great things.